Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. Boy, if there's one thing that this year that we've been talking to people about is inflation has destroyed my retirement. Inflation has forced me to delay my retirement. I don't know if I have enough money anymore. I mean, it's been an unbelievable conversation, concern, and set of worries for people.
Part of the concern is the unknown of what we expect inflation to be. It's surprised a lot of people. It's here now, but how long is it going to stay? Is it going to be the word sticky keeps on coming in? Should we relook at our retirement going forward and maybe have a higher number for the rest of our lives?
Should I delay my retirement?
Those types of questions keep on coming up. So let's start with the economic viewpoint, and then we'll go into what are some tips that people can do to protect their retirement with higher inflation. We've got Karen Charbonneau, the Executive Director and Senior Economist at CIBC Capital Markets. Karen, thank you for joining us today.
No, my pleasure to be here with you.
Okay, Karen. You know, everybody knows that inflation is with us. If we can maybe start with your take from a capital markets perspective and an economist perspective, give us an overview of what we're seeing with inflation right now.
Well, obviously, it's very elevated. It's come off the peaks that we've seen earlier this year, but it's still extremely elevated. We're talking about 6.9% in October for Canada. A lot of this is still due to food and energy prices. So that's actually very bad news for Canadians because those are things that you really have to spend on, you know, every week, every month. Food prices have been extremely, extremely high and they continue to rise, and that's very worrisome. So I think that's the situation, though the inflation has become very broad, which is the worry for central banks. And that's what we're watching. We're basically watching where core inflation, that's inflation excluding food and energy, where that's heading.
Karen, when we look at the inflation the way it is right now and the word sticky keeps on coming out, and the reason why a lot of the viewers and listeners of this show are interested in this is because when they look out forward into their retirement, they're concerned that this high prices are going to continue for the longer term. And so that we're hearing that the word sticky could be years. We've been accustomed to hearing about the Bank of Canada's target for inflation being 2%. But do you think that inflation is going to be sticky and higher than 2% for the long term?
No, actually, I don't think so. And I think that most participants would agree with me. We still have inflation expectations, which in the medium term are anchored at 2%. And that tells us that most people think that the Bank of Canada will deliver on its mission to bring inflation back down. It's sticky. It feels sticky right now because monetary policy works with a lag. And so we haven't really seen the full effect of the interest rate hikes yet. But next year, we should really start to see a meaningful deceleration in inflation. It should really make leaps and bounds towards returning to 2% just next year, according to our forecast, at least, which I hope is accurate. But it's become very difficult to do forecasting these days.
And we won't hold you to that, with a knife to your throat. But I'd love to know your forecast, your forecast going forward, because people are scared right now. Karen, with this, you know, you mentioned 6.9% in October. And when we have conversations, it's going to be this high forever. So if it's not the case, give us a sense of how you see inflation playing out over the next, call it 12 to 24 months.
Yeah, so actually we think that by the middle of next year, it should be much lower, around 3%. And by the end of next year, we should be pretty close to 2%. A lot of that is going to be driven by if prices of commodities stay where they are, because they were so elevated last year, we're going to see a really sharp drop in the headline numbers year over year. For core inflation, it will take a little longer, but by 2024, we should really be around 2% and consistent with the 2% target.
So when forecasting further, or when individuals are looking at their retirement, and they're looking at how much inflation is going to impact them, let's say over the next 5 years, should they still look at 2% as the average number, or should we move that number up to 3 or 4%? Because over the next 5 years, we won't have 2% average inflation rate. What would you recommend or suggest to people who are approaching or living in retirement, the next 5 years should average for inflation?
So I haven't calculated what our average would be, and I don't have a forecast 5 years out for sure. But yes, I mean, if we talk about average inflation, it will most likely be higher than 2%, in part because we don't think the Bank of Canada will cause a massive recession, which would cause deflation. You know, we don't think the prices will necessarily reverse and go below, much below 2%, and sort of offset the higher numbers that we're seeing right now. So yes, I think for the next 5 years, you have to take into account that inflation on average will be a little higher, but when you make your predictions, know that in 5 years, it should be at 2%.
And the reason why, I asked Karen that question is because the forecast for 5 years is not really the point. The point is that we still see it higher. And even though that we are looking at inflation being higher, what's the other side of the equation is, how do you invest your money in this? Expect interest rates to be higher than they were 5 years ago.
Right.
And so that means you're starting off at a higher base. So I think there's, although that we have some fear about inflation, there are some investment tools that in your tool belt that you can do, that you can use to mitigate that. And we don't see a massive recession. We don't see deflation coming into play because of a massive recession. This is going to be a way that we have to understand that inflation is going to be the way it is for the foreseeable future. Let's call it the next 5 years,
right?
And have those tools available for you.
Right. I mean, it's good news to hear that, you know, we don't anticipate the Bank of Canada will have to push the economy into a deep recession and provide deflationary pressure to offset some of that. But Karen, you know, we put forecasts out all the time. You put forecasts out all the time. Sometimes we get the questions about, why do you think inflation is going to fall from this 6.9% to, you know, 2% by the end of next year? Could you, in a sort of 2 minutes or less, or a minute or less, give us some headlines as to for people, why is inflation going to fall down from where it is today to where you anticipate it to be at the end of the year?
Right. So as I said, there's one part of that is stuff like gasoline prices, which just, they were so high last year that on a year-over-year basis, they will fall much, much more. In terms of sort of the core factors, what we see is that the service boom should fade away, and people with the interest rate hikes will start to cut on spending, which should eventually feed into lower inflation. That works for goods also. We have supply chains which have been putting a lot of pressure on goods prices recently. Those issues seem to be fading a bit. It's less visible in certain aspects, like the auto sector is still quite impacted, but there are other places where definitely that's improving, and that should really feed to, you know, we have a normalization of inventory levels, which should allow retailers to really discount prices more in a more normal fashion. And so I think all these things are really going to work in our favor. We have food commodity prices also, which have leveled off their peak. So all these things, they really take time to materialize, but we should really see them coming into effect next year.
Terrific. Okay, I think we've got to leave it there. It's a big topic, inflation. But it's nice also to understand a little bit about the why it's going to come down, right?
Correct.
It's not just we're hoping, is that there is data to suggest this is what's going to happen and why it's going to be happening.
Correct.
Karen, I want to thank you for taking some time and explaining that to us and giving us a forecast and all of your content and input today. Thank you very much.
No, it was my pleasure to be with you.
I've been joined by Karen Charbonneau, who's the Executive Director and Senior Economist at CIBC Capital Markets. Okay, you know, inflation is going to be part of the story in everybody's retirement forever, right? Sometimes it's going to run hot and we need strategies to overcome that. Sometimes it's not, and we need to have strategies to, you know, to protect against deflation sometimes.
Yep.
How do we do it?
Yeah, let's talk about those strategies on how to protect you when it comes to these types of issues like inflation on Tuesday, December 6th, 7 p.m. in person at the Carriage House Inn. You need to register for this. Go to morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
All right, on behalf of myself, Dave, and Faisal, I want to thank you for tuning in to another edition of More Than Money. You're on 770 CHQR. We look forward to chatting with you next week.
David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli are portfolio managers and investment advisors with CIBC Wood Gundy in Calgary. The views of David Popowich and Faisal Karmeli do not necessarily reflect those of CIBC World Markets Inc. Clients are advised to seek advice regarding their particular circumstances from their personal tax and legal advisors. If you are currently a CIBC Wood Gundy client, please contact your investment advisor. CIBC Wood Gundy is a division of CIBC World Markets Inc., a subsidiary of CIBC and a member of the Canadian Investor Protection Fund and Investment Industry Regulatory Organization of Canada.